Like I say, we appreciate the privilege again to be here this morning. Appreciate each and every one of you that's in the midst, is able to come. I believe the scripture teaches us it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Paul said in a place, he said his heart's desire was for Israel that they might be saved. Now, I can honestly say that it's my heart's desire that if you're lost, that you might be saved. When we come and meet out, first and foremost, I'm looking to see something happen. I appreciate the service today. You have to bear with us. We're going to read in several places. May not get nothing but reading this morning, but it's what we got. Twenty-sixth chapter of the book of Saint Matthew. Matthew, the 26th chapter, we're going to read a few verses. John, the 7th chapter. Acts, the 1st chapter and the 17th chapter. Revelation 1, 1st chapter. 22nd chapter, and maybe the 10th chapter. Now, I know that's a lot of different places. We'll try to be slow enough in our reading that you can catch up, or you can read it later. And I've got some other scripture that I'm going to give you. Now again, this might be all you get, a reading of this. But it's what we have. I think a lot of times if you've ever stood and preached any at all, you find out that you don't preach things when you think they're necessary. Or I don't. I'll put it that way. And then a lot of times I question why. Preacher, you ought not do that. Well, I do. I do. And this is one of them whys. I hope and pray that if you're not here on Wednesday nights, that you tune in to our Wednesday night services. You normally find out there's some things going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a couple of verses, maybe three. Twenty-sixth chapter of the book of Saint Matthew. We're going to start with the 17th verse. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said unto them, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. St. John 7th chapter. We're going to read a few verses, starting with the second verse. We'll probably read down to the ninth. It says, Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still at Galilee. Book of Acts, first chapter. We're going to start with the fourth verse. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the season, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. 17th chapter. The book of Acts, we're going to start with the 24th verse. Said, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Amen. Revelation. First chapter. Going to start with the third verse. It said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 22nd chapter. We'll start with the 7th verse. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And now John saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. 10th chapter. Going to start with the 5th verse. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and sware by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. I'm going to give you a few books and verses. read them. Lay hold of them. I'm not going to read these. But you can go and read it. Daniel, the 9th chapter. If you don't read anything else, read the 24th verse. Daniel, the 12th chapter. Read the whole chapter. Very few verses. Mark, the 1st chapter, the 15th verse. Ephesians, the 1st chapter, 9th and 10th verse. 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, 3 through 6. Titus, 1st chapter, 1 through 3. Hebrews 9, 24 through 26. Might as well read through 28. Now I'm going to re-give them to you one more time. Daniel, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse, and the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, all of it. Mark, the 1st chapter, the 15th verse, Mark 1 and 15. Ephesians 1, 9 and 10, verses 9 and 10. 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 3 through 6. It's 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, 3 through 6. Titus, the 1st chapter, 1 through 3. It's Titus, 1st chapter, verse 1 through 3. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse, might as well read through the 28th. Now, it might be all you get. You're going to have to pray. There's things in each one of these chapters and verses that I've read unto you that has to do with time. Now I'm going to read some, and you don't have to turn, but you can get this along with them other verses. And it's needful this morning. You're really going to have to pray. It's needful this morning that I myself get myself out of the way. And you may not understand when a preacher makes mention of that. Because sometimes, and the truth of it is, I really don't want my opinions and my thoughts to get in the way. Amen. And I really don't want my opinions and my thoughts to be said. Really. I'm going to read you some out of the book of Galatians. The 4th chapter, I'm going to read you a few verses. Very few, but a few. Starting with the 1st verse. It says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, Lord, help us this morning. I really don't know altogether where we can get around to what we see or what we've got out of this morning, but I'd like for you to pay attention, if you would, just a little bit about time. Now, we measure time. We really do. We measure time. I read to you out of the 26th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, where the Lord said that his time was not yet. His time was not yet. Now, he was in the midst of his disciples, and they were about to have the Passover, or the Lord's Supper. It was the end. It was the end of his days. And he said, my time is not yet. But he said, your time is always ready. Always your time. In other words, you liable to leave here today. The end of your days might be right now. He said, but my time has not yet come. The scripture teaches us, and I don't know what I'll be able to do, if I can do anything. But I'd like to, for you to look at time in a different manner. Time. They had time. The children of Israel had time. They had thousands of years to get ready for the Lord Jesus Christ to come into this world. Thousands of years. Hundreds of years. Prophet after prophet. Spirit of God get upon a prophet and he'd prophesy. And he prophesied about things to come. Things to come. He foretold. He most certainly did. And a lot of their foretelling, brethren, was things that was not going to come for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. God don't measure time like we do. Never has. But our time as we live upon the face of this earth is really precious to God. It's precious to him for what he has done. What he's done. No other man could save us. No other man could come and do what he has done. And when he is in the midst of this world, how could he say, my time is not yet come? And him standing in the midst of the disciples. But that's what he said. My time is not yet come. The Bible says, I read it to you, out of the book of Galatians, he said, in the fullness of time, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son. What did he send him for? He told us. He told us in Galatians why he sent his Son. He said to redeem them that were under the law. Yes, sir. He brought redemption. He brought salvation. Brethren, and when it was finished, brethren, the law and everything pertaining to the law my friend, was over. It was complete. It was fulfilled. He gave them hundreds and thousands of years to get prepared, brethren, and he found people that was unprepared. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, how can you say these people today, they something, my friend? The law could not redeem us. It could not redeem mankind. It could not pull them out of their fallen situation. It could not, my friend, put them right with God and keep them. They was people that was right with God. They was righteous men and righteous women all through the Bible. But brethren, when they died, they had no days man that would stand for them. Job, go and read him. You go and read some of these verses that I've given to you, my friend, and it'll explain more of what I'm trying to preach to you about time. Brethren, his time had not yet come because he had not yet became the supreme sacrifice. That's what he come for. Yes, sir, that's what he come for. He come, my friend, to be the Redeemer. Yes, sir. To be that man that would go between. To be the mediator. Brethren, they run out of time, folks. You say, preacher, there ain't no way under God's heaven. I want you to know, you go and read in them in that book of Daniel, brethren, and some of them other back there. And in the days of Daniel, when Daniel had the book, had the vision, had the understanding, and God told him to shut it up, thank God, because the time is not ready. The time wasn't ready. Why in the world would he show a man something? You might say this morning, and I'm just going to be honest with you, about half of you or two-thirds of you wonder why preacher that. I don't understand all that. My friend, I got news for you. We need to understand what the time is. We need to understand what the day is we're living in. You might think, my friend, we're not under the law. We're under grace. Brethren, and mercies. Yes, sir. Grace, my friend, does not do away with the law. Brethren, it fulfills everything. Yes, it does. Jesus Christ came into this world. He said himself, he said, I didn't come to do away with the law, but that the law might be fulfilled. He fulfilled it. Time. Brethren, he gave the book to John. Now I want you to think about the time. I want you to think about the situation that the children of Israel was in. The revelation. Brethren, there's one thing revealed in the book of Revelation, and that one thing was Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that's too simple. Yeah. Yeah. But I want you to know that you'll never ever participate with Christ until you have a relationship with Him. Until you're born again. Brethren, and I want you to know this morning, you might say, preacher, I can get to heaven without knowing this. You most certainly can. You most certainly can. But I'll promise you one thing. Why in the world did God give us 66 books? My friend, if He didn't want us to know something about what time we're in. Amen. Yes, sir. What time we're living in. I think a lot of times I can't help it. There's some things that just gets on me a lot of times. Brethren, we got people, my friend, that study statistics. Hard for me to say that word. But they study statistics. Statistics. One of the two. Anyway, they study. That's what they do. And these people, my friend, that can tell you how many flights that's coming out of Atlanta airport, any airport in this world, they can tell you on an average how many is coming out. Every day. These people that can tell you, my friend, how many pounds of potatoes is eaten every day. Yes, they are. These people, my friend, that can tell you, my friend, what the average age is of everybody, male and female, the average total age, they can tell you all about it. And brethren, God saves us. He gives us a new birth. And brethren, we can't tell you five things out of the Bible, my friend, that really pertains to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Like me, dislike me. We're more concerned and worried about with the times of the day, my friend, than we are the time we're living in. You only got so many days. Do you know that? Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. You only got so much time. Now, I'm not one to tell you how long that is. You can go out in the cemetery and you can find them all sizes, all ages. A lot of them we think gone before their time, but they come a day. They come a day in their life. You know what happened to them? Their time run out, my friend. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter this morning. You say, preacher, I've been saved, but I'm not no Christian fanatic. Why ain't you? Why ain't you? You a sports fanatic? Huh? Maybe you're a workaholic. Work addict. Preacher, ain't no such thing. They most certainly are. Yes, they are. There's things, my friend, that you can get by in this world without knowing. Do you know that? Everybody, my friend, don't have to understand how a rocket moves. How it's made. Huh? Don't have to know it. My friend, you don't have to know everything that I'm preaching to you this morning, but I'll guarantee you one thing, it's in the book. You hear me? It's in the book. I didn't put this stuff in there. And I didn't put it in there. Brethren, he come to do a work. And his work was not complete. Listen, until he went back to the Father. Amen. You say, preacher, he finished it on the cross. No, he didn't. He said, it is finished as far as this life and this life is concerned. He done all he could, Crafton. In his time. Listen, folks. He didn't stop when he come off the cross. Hallelujah. I'm glad he didn't. Yes, sir. If he had stopped there, Daniel, we'd still be without him. Yes, sir. We'd be just like them that's under the law. And we'd have no days man. We'd have no mediator. We'd have no redeemer this morning. He looked at them disciples and he said, my time is not yet. Then he said, my time is not yet fully come. Fully come. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. It's one of them verses, Bruce, that I lay hold of a lot of times. It's one of them verses. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. Folks, he didn't stop there. Did you know that? He didn't stop there. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. They come a day, my friend, they have been 400 years silent. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I really don't think, my friend, that they wouldn't know prophecy or anything like that going on. I believe it is still going on. But there was no new thing. He had said all he is going to say, my friend, before what? Before he sent his son. He told you. You go to the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and you read that and see if they wasn't going to be a child born. And brethren, of his government and peace, there should not be an end. Amen. That's what he said. Of his government and his peace, there shall not be an end. His kingdom wasn't going to come to an end. Amen. Huh? No, sir. His kingdom had not yet been established. The kingdom was established in David under the law, and brethren, it lasted until Jesus Christ came. Yes, sir. And when he come, now listen, it run out. The kingdom of David run out. It changed from an earthly, my friend, natural kingdom unto a spiritual kingdom. Hallelujah. You go to the second chapter of the book of Romans. We had it. I'm going to read. You tell me who the Jew is. Last two or three verses in Romans, the second chapter. Go and read it. You tell me who the Jew is. Yes, sir. What kingdom is he concerned with? Hell, what kingdom? I'm going to be all of honest with you, I'll get a lot of X's on this. My friend, he ain't no more concerned about Israel over there today than he is me and you. Hallelujah. Why, preacher? The time has changed, my friend. They had their time, and their time run out. Yes, it did. My friend, in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, when he said, "The time shall be no more," there's a semicolon there. Read it. Time shall be no longer. He didn't say no more. Time shall be no longer. What'd that mean? Brethren, something got fulfilled. Yeah. Huh? Time should be no longer. Brethren, the waiting period, thank God, was over. The prophets prophesied about it. Thank God, now it's here. The seventh angel sounded, and he said, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord." In that day, the mystery of God was finished, folks. That's what the 10th chapter said. Mystery of God should be finished when what? The seventh angel shall begin to sound. I ain't no broke record, my friend. I know what verse I'm on. Glory, hallelujah! Had an old record sometimes that had a bad spot in it. It sang the same verse over and over and over again. Until you went in there and moved that needle. I got news for you. My verse ain't gonna change. Glory! The time is at hand, folks. He shut it up under the law, but thank God it's open today. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. What did he tell John the Revelator? Listen to me. What did he tell John? I'm going to tell you something else. My friend, that a lot of folks just don't like to think about or lay hold of. And I want you to know, in the days of John, when John wrote that, he said he himself was in the same tribulation as the children of Israel, and the only hope they had was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Going to the 5th chapter, and the Bible said they wept, they mourned, they wept, because no one was found worthy to loose the seals from off the book. What did he tell Daniel? Seal it up. Seal it up. It's not for now, but it is for an appointed time. Read it. Preacher, where'd you get all this? You're going to have to ask the Lord. I'm going to tell you something else, and it doesn't really matter. I read the same book you do. You want to follow me? You get them verses that I give you. Yes, sir. You'll see what they pointed to. Brethren, Christ knew that his time hadn't yet fully come. But he also knew, Daniel, it was coming. And it was close. Yes, sir. And he told his own disciples right before the day of Pentecost, he said, "Of the times and the seasons," he says, "ye shall not know." It is given to the Father this morning. But listen, it wasn't but just a day or two they found out. They learned some things. Peter learned some things. All the disciples learned what it was for the Holy Ghost to indwell them. It had never done it. It had been on them. There's a difference in being on and in. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, why in the world are you preaching something like this? I got news for you. I told you before I started, my friend, sometimes we have to preach things and we don't think it's time. This is one of them. But glory to God, He's given me the liberty to tell you about the time this morning. Brethren, the whole creation groaned. You read that. You can read that in the book of Romans. You can read that in the book of Galatians. And you can read that in the book of Corinthians. The whole creation groaneth. They groaned. Listen to me. Waiting to be clothed upon. Yes, sir. They is waiting for something. Yes, sir. They is waiting for something. In that 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, he said, time no longer. Brethren, the time was coming. That was in the sixth trumpet. That was in the sixth trumpet when the sixth angel sounded in the 10th chapter. In the 11th chapter, my friend, somewhere around the 17th, 18th verse, on down through there, the seventh angel began to sound, and my friend, they ran out of time. That day was fixing to be finished. Yes, sir. Complete. Fulfilled. Yes, sir. Fulfilled. You read the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. I read it to you. I read you part of it. What did he tell him? In the first chapter, my friend, he told him, blessed was them that read this book, the prophecy of this book. Believe the prophecy of this book. He said, for the time is at hand. Did he not? Went just a few verses and John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day in the Isle of Patmos. Was he not? And there's a voice spoke to him, Robert, and he turned and looked, and what did he see, folks? He saw Jesus. Preacher, I won't have it. He saw Jesus and him glorified. Yes, sir. And Jesus says, I am he, the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I have the keys of death and hell. Read it. I don't care what you believe about hell. You're going to have to take that verse. Read it. They were some things, my friend, that were against us. And he took them out of the way. Thank God. And he had the keys. Do you know who he give the keys of the kingdom to? He give them to the church. Hallelujah. And I've always come in mind, Robert, that if I had a key to something, I could do what I wanted to with it. Unlock it. Whatever was behind the door, my friend, was mine. Yes, sir. Ain't that what? Why in the world would he give you some keys thank God if you couldn't use them this morning. Preacher, I'll use them when I get to heaven. Hogwash. You ain't gonna need them there. Hallelujah. Probably every one of us got an idea about what heaven is, but the truth of it is, it's still heaven. And I'm going to tell you something else. This old man you looking at ain't going.
Amen.
That's going to be heaven. Hallelujah. Not putting up with this man.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He didn't give us the keys to take them to heaven. What did he give you the seed for? He asked one of the writers over in the Old Testament, he said, the seed is yet in the barn. Don't do no good in the barn. Does it? No? Well, you might see a few little old sprigs here and there. I've been around the barn long enough to understand things. Hadn't you? But brethren, that seed is to plant. Is that not right? What did he give the talents for? He gave one, two, and one, five. Did he not? Hallelujah. The five, he put them to use. They became five more. That's what the book says. And the two, my friend, growed and become five. Listen. And what happened to the one? That's where you're at. You got the keys. What are you going to do with them? You say, preacher, I ain't got them. Are you part of the church? Have you been born again? Hallelujah. If you are, my friend, you've got the keys. Thank God, use them this morning. Amen. 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, he said, the things that are written in this book, he said, seal them not up. Seal them not up. Why didn't we seal them up? Because it's been revealed. Because the time has come. Preacher, I just don't understand all that. Let me tell you something. Keep digging. Keep digging. Keep reading. I'll promise you, my friend, if you've got a yearning, my friend, to learn, he's got a yearning to let you learn. Yes, he does. He allows, my friend, us to go just as deep, my friend, as we can go. You ever been deep sea fishing? I want to tell you something. They don't use a little old number 10 eagle claw or a number 12 or a number 4. They don't use them. Them's not even in their mind. They got them big old hooks, don't they? Some of them got big like that. Some of them got like that. You say, preacher, why they use such a big hook? There's big fish in there. Huh? Ain't that right? Well, preacher, I just like to dabble around the edges and like to catch all them little old brim, them little old minnows and what have you. And I got news for you. If that's where you fish, that's all you'll ever get. Yes, sir. I ain't being mean to you this morning. I'm not telling you. I know before I ever started, I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, they just ain't going to get it. Do you know what the Lord told me? I'm just going to be plain, just like I was talking to him. He said, give it.
Amen.
Give it. I've learned, my friend, that it might not be everybody that can eat, but somebody's going to eat it. Somebody's going to lay hold of it. Brett, you might not think that it means beans, but I've got news for you. There's a world out there that needs to understand, brethren, the difference between the day of law and the day of grace. Thank God, and what was fulfilled when it happened. There was a fulfilling. There was a fulfillment. What's the other word? There was a consummation. Yes, sir. There's a consummation. He put, brethren, when people try to make a record, try to hit the record, they'll put the number up there with an exclamation point. What does that mean, preacher? It means that they made a point. They made a point to break the record, and they broke it. Brethren, Jesus Christ came into this world for one reason. He come to die. You know that? He come to die. But brethren, he also come to be resurrected, thank God. And to sit at the right hand of God. Preacher, I just don't understand all this about time. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to take time. It is. It's going to take time. I don't expect, and I don't believe the Lord expects, my friend, everything that I'm giving you this morning for it just sink in. But hopefully, my friend, that it'll get your curiosity up enough that you'll get in that word.
Yeah. Amen.
Do some reading for yourself. Don't live off what you hear all your life. Preacher, you ought not preach that. Ain't many people will. The truth, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm not putting, my friend, things in there that the Lord didn't put in there. I'm not putting, my friend, question marks where he didn't put no question marks. I'm not putting exclamations where he didn't put exclamations. I'm giving you exactly what he said. And the real truth of it is, he said it, he's left it with us. My friend, we ought to take a little bit of patronage and read it. Preacher, I just don't understand. Keep reading. That's all I can tell you, keep reading. I get a hold of some things sometimes and I look at it and I look at it and I look at it and I read it and I look at it and I get up from there and I just I didn't get nothing. You know what he says to me sometimes? He says, go and read again. Huh? What did he tell them disciples? They had fished all night long. He told them, he said, just cast your net on the right side. I believe Peter spoke up and said, Lord, we've toiled all night long, but nonetheless, at thy bidding, we'll cast the net. Yeah. They did. Yeah. Bible said they couldn't even bring in the draw. Yeah. Took other little fishermen around there to help them. Hundreds of fish. They had fished all night long, Daniel. They was ready to give up, wasn't they? Huh? You ever done that? You ever just got a hold of something, you just couldn't unravel it? Best thing in the world sometimes is to leave it. Just leave it. You come back to it and you know what? There it is. There it is. Just that one little old. You say, preacher, it ain't that simple. It works that way.
Yeah.
It works that way, but the truth of it is you got to go back. How many of you, you may not eat but two meals a day, but how many of you eat three meals a day? How many of you think you can't survive if you don't eat three meals a day? Well, preacher, I got to eat three times a day. Who said you did? What would you do if you went 40 days and 40 nights without no drink and no eat? Preacher, I ain't doing that. Good reason you ain't getting nothing. There's one man come off that mountain the second trip. The second trip. There's one man come off that mountain, my friend, that the people couldn't stand to look at. Why is that, yeah. Bruce? Why is it, Bruce, that you have to get alone every now and again? Yes. Huh? Why is it that you have to get in a solitary place sometimes and say, Lord, it's me again. I got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am. Got something new. It's me again, Lord. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Come and get a verse of a song, Case. I ain't finished. Time. You go into the book of Ecclesiastes and you read and you'll find that Solomon wrote some words there that said, to everything there is a time and a season. And he wrote down through earth, time to do this and time to love, time to hate, time to set forth and a time to pluck up that's been set forth. Several intimates he puts in there about as a time to do all these things. I'm going to tell you something. You could plant you a garden tomorrow. In this region, in this area, you could plant you one. And next week, going to be a little warmer, you might see some things come up. But most likely, you ain't going to get them. They ain't going to produce. Well, preacher, what do you mean? They come up. Yeah, but they ain't going to get it. They ain't going to get it. Why ain't they going to get it? Because we still got cold weather. Huh? It ain't time. It ain't the season. Preacher, you just really lost your mind. Brother, Jesus said, my time is not fully come. But Galatians said, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. Amen. I'm going to read you the next verse past that. Because I want to get it right. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. In the fullness of whose time? It wasn't man's time. Brethren, after 400 years of silence, there was a woman that come with child. Amen. of the Holy Ghost. Preacher, that ain't possible. According to the angel, according to Gabriel it is. According to Michael it is. There's one told her. Thou art highly favored. That not right? Highly favored among women. Thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I didn't write that, by the way. What does it mean, God with us? They was fixing the change. Their time had been fulfilled. That's what Jesus tried to tell them the whole time he preached to them. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. Preacher, if it would have been right, they would have been hundreds of thousands of people converted. Didn't happen. How many on the day of Pentecost? Three? Was it three? 3,000. 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. There was hundreds of thousands of people present. Yes, they were. 3,000. Do you know what he done with that 3,000? He blessed them. Amen. And they multiplied. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do good to add. He multiplied. Amen. The scripture says that when the things that went on with Sapphira and Ananias and everything during that course of the time, it said that there was fear that fell upon the church. And it grew and it multiplied. It grew and it multiplied. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Did you hear that? Brethren, that was done under the law was fixing to be fulfilled, completed. Their time was running out. Yes, sir. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. I ain't going to get into that. What I'm trying to leave with you this morning is time. Not altogether our time, but God's time. But the truth of it is, as long as we're living in this world, it's our time. God's blessed us with it. Now, I don't know what the end. I don't know what my end is. I don't know how long I'm going to live on the face of this earth. I've told you before, I'd like to have 20-something more year. I'd like to have. Might not get it. Truth of it is, I might not can stand it. But, if Lord's willing, you know how long I'm going to live? Just as long as he'll let me. I read to you out of the 17th chapter of the book of Acts that it's in him that we live and move and have our being. He said then that we didn't know the times. He said he had appointed the times and the habitation. There's a course out there.
Yeah, amen.
The truth of it is there's a finish line, folks. Finish heartily. Finish with your heart right with God. Finish, my friend, like you was running a race and you was in first place. Finish. God will bless you.
Amen.
Yes, He will. God will bless you. You say, preacher, there's so many things that comes against me. I just can't get past it. I got news for you. The Lord will help you. But there's one thing you're going to have to do as an individual. You're going to have to give it to Him. Did you hear that? You're going to have to give it to Him. And the truth of it is, you're going to have to give it to Him and not pick it back up. Time. You can put all these things together. Pretty obvious to me that he told John in his day, he said, don't seal it up. Eat it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Read it. Eat it.
Yeah.
Preacher, we ain't all preachers. We ain't got to know the Word of God. You show me in the Word of God, or it's just a preacher that needs to know the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's not in there. Not in there. I believe Paul said in one place when he was fixing to leave, he told him, you greet Priscilla and Aquila. He said, for they were my help servants. They helped me. They was people, my friend, that helped Paul get to where he is going. Do you know that? They was people, my friend, that hazarded their own life that Paul might live.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Preacher, why would they do such as that? For the kingdom of God.
Amen.
For the kingdom of Christ. For that they had the keys to. Preacher, what keys they had? They had the keys to help. If you ain't got nothing else, my friend, you got keys to help. You can be a good helper. I'll tell you, a good helper's worth their money in gold. Do you know that? Do you know why a lot of marriages don't work? We ain't got too many helpmates.
Amen.
I can't help it. Preacher, where'd that come from? Now, I'm going to tell you something else. If you've got a helpmate and they ain't helping, my friend, don't stay on them all the time. It's tough sometimes being the only one that seemingly cares. The truth of it is they care, they've just lost their way. It's an awful feeling, my friend, to get in a place and you get lost. Awful feeling. Don't know the surroundings, don't know anything around you, don't know where this is or that is. delivered a car the other day, and I was within 200 yards, but I couldn't get there.
Yes, and Lord.
Why not? That crazy map I had just went crazy.
Yes, and Lord.
It just sent me around the block.
Yeah.
Around the block.
Yeah.
You know what? I was just across the road from it. It just kept sending me around the block. I called a man, told him, I explained to him where I was at, and he said, well, turn left. So I turned left. I come down there, and it took me right around the big block. Brought me right back to where I was at. I called him again.
Yeah.
Told him where I was at, and he said, what side of the road? I told him what side of the road. He said, well, you need to turn right. And I said, okay, it makes sense. I turned right, and I was less than 200 yards.
Yeah,
where it was.
Yeah.
But the feeling of being lost.
Yeah.
It's an awful feeling. There's a lot of folks that's lost their way. And sometimes they need just a little bit of guidance.
Amen.
You have to talk to my grandson in a manner that he understands. Now I'm going to tell you because I told him these very words. I said, son, you've lost your way.
Yeah.
I said, and the real truth of it is you ain't going to find it out there in the world.
Amen.
There ain't nobody out there to tell you.
Amen.
I said, number one, I said, if you would give the Lord half the attention you giving that wrestling, I said, you'd be a good Christian. You say, preacher, you wouldn't talk to him like that.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Told him them very words.
Yes.
I didn't stop there, folks. I told him, I said, your commitment and your dedication is going to come from one person. I can't do it for you. Your nana can't do it for you. Son, it's got to be in that heart. Don't tell me, don't give me the excuse. Well, this church is just the same. It's just the same old, same old. I'm going to tell you when the church becomes the same old, same old. When that heart gets out of control.
Amen.
When that heart gets to the place, my friend, that it don't yearn. There's got to be a little seeking on this thing. Daniel, the Lord will give you what to say. And I'll guarantee you, if you don't never read it, you ain't going to have much.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Fact. I read it a lot of times, and I do. I'll shut her up. Lord, I don't know. I didn't get it. And sometimes I'll go away, and you know what? It might be months. And the Lord just opened it up. He said, here it is. Here it is. Why'd they do that? Because I read it.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Well, preacher, I don't know about that. Folks, I don't know where you think these messages come from, but I'll guarantee you there ain't no place on my computer, my friend, that's even got a place that's looked for a message.
Lord.
You hear me? They got ways of searching them things out, and you can gladly search mine. I don't care. Why don't I care? Because I'm not ashamed of anything or any place I've been. On it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, folks, we're living in the best time of our life.
Amen.
Make the best out of it. It's our time. It is. It's our time. God's give it to us, and He's give us the keys. Why wouldn't we put them to use? Let us stand.